It's not an option anymore, y'all. It's not an option anymore. If you want to win your market or even compete heavily over the long term, you need to be creating content on a consistent basis today. It's no longer an option, like I said. You as a high-end real estate investor or agent, if you're wanting to be in the game and build momentum over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you've got to be doing content. People want to like you. People want to trust you more. But if you can have people like you, trust you, and you can provide them a better result, you win. So I've been gone for flew out Tuesday to LA, to Beverly Hills, and it is Saturday now, flew in late last night to Medford, Oregon, driving back home right now. And my wife and kids were down in Medford as well at her grandparents. So we hung out last night. My wife ran a half marathon today, watched a parade, and now we're driving home. We've got a charity auction tonight for our kids' preschool. So going to be a packed day, but I want to kind of digest some thoughts on you. And if you're new to the podcast, new to the CarrotCast, every now and then when I'm driving, when I'm thinking about things between, you know, on commutes from home to the office or trips on the, you know, driving on the highway on the way back from trips, I do Trevor Truck Talks. So that's what today is. Audio quality is a little bit different on Trevor Truck Talks, but the content is amazing, I've heard. So this is what I'm going to be talking about today is when do you need to adapt and when are you okay with just continuing on your current path, right? So here at Carrot, and I'm going to talk about why I was down in Beverly Hills, who I was there with, the high level of thinkers I was with, what I learned from them, and how you as an entrepreneur, whether you're a real estate investor, real estate agent, just an entrepreneur in general, how you can then learn from this. And this works for anybody. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. But I was down there in Beverly Hills for an event called the Closing Table. Now, it was a last minute decision. And you all know me that I'm not a big traveler. I love traveling. I just don't want to travel for work a lot. And it seems like this last couple of years, April, May, and then September, October, kind of drags me away for travel a little bit more than I want. Because all the masterminds seem like they're in those dates, including Carrot Camp, right? So this event, I pulled the trigger last minute because I want to go down there and build relationship. I'm really looking to build relationship on the real estate agent side of things. And all of you listening to this who are real estate agents or who know a real estate agent, which is probably everybody watching this or listening to this, the retail side is obviously a much, much, much bigger animal than the wholesaling, house flipping, land flipping, you know, than that side of the world. It's much bigger. It's much more mainstream. When things are mainstream, it attracts more money, attracts more attention. And that's exactly where the retail side is and has been for decades. And so anybody who's a real estate investor who is ignoring what's happening on the retail side, you're probably going to be looking back in 2, 3, 4 years going, man, what happened? What happened to the plan that I had that I thought was so amazing? And it's now not panning out the way that I had thought. And I've talked about this lots of times where on one side of the real estate spectrum, you have the retail market, and that's been around for decades and decades and decades. And real estate agents have really had a lock on that, right? They've had a lock on it, but it's created this massively inefficient market because there's been this lock on it, the same way that happened with stocks, with the stock market for decades until the late 80s during Black Monday. Black Monday, there was this event that happened, and also technology started to catch up with stocks and with society and how society wanted to buy and sell stocks. It's over the next 20 years after technology came in and companies made it easier to buy stocks online and cut the broker out of the middle. Brokers had to figure out what they were going to do next or go out of business. They had to specialize and die. And most of them became specialists in some way, shape, or form. They became a certified financial planner. They became a registered investment advisor. They maybe still became a stockbroker, but they went up and hyper-focalized focus on niches. Then maybe they niched on the wealthy. Maybe they niched down over here. Okay, a lot of them became to get insurance licenses as well. So they started to specialize more and more and realized that they couldn't just do the one thing and keep a career because the market was inefficient. They couldn't just hold a license and make money because they held a license. That was a massively inefficient market. Inefficient markets become efficient over time. And so with the real estate investor industry, I'm writing a book on this right now called The Carrot Method. The Carrot Method is essentially the method that we have been using to grow businesses well before Carrot. Well before Carrot, I was using this method to grow businesses. I grew a company that was already a $500 million a year company. We took them from about 8, 9, 10 on HomeDepot.com in their category up to number one within 18 months, all with content marketing. All with content marketing. You guys might ask, how the heck did you drive a company from number 10 in HomeDepot.com to number one in 18 months with content? Well, it's the same way we're helping you guys, real estate investors and agents, do it. It's the same way that we've grown Carrot. It's the reason you're listening to this podcast. People are attracted to content. People are attracted to something that stands out. People are attracted to experts and expertise. Okay, so now here's what I learned down at the closing table. One of the things that we saw a lot of down at the closing table was, number one, it's mostly high-end real estate agents. There was a real estate agent there, Mike Bjorkman, who's one of the top agents in the entire country. There's just amazing agents there. If you look at the people around the table, it's like they're the top one in their area. They're the top one in their area. Almost all of them have teams over 10 people. And so you start to learn a lot of things from them. Number one, a lot of them are doing things the way they've always done them, right? They're working because they have amazing relationships. They've built networks. They've built just so much stuff in their market that everyone just recognizes them. And that's amazing. Okay. But what happens when your market, when you're the people who are, you've grown affinity to you, when they start to age out or move out, how do you make sure you get new attention? Well, you do it with content. There's a gal there named Noelle. And Noelle, she's only been a real estate agent for a couple of years. She already has a real estate brokerage up in Minnesota that has 15 plus agents. She hasn't really even tried to recruit for the agents, and she's crushing it in her market. Now, how is she doing that? How is she one of the top agents in her market in under 2 years with no prior real estate experience? It's with video. She took her background of being a photographer and videographer, and said, you know what? If I can just do something that stands out, if I can do something that's interesting, if I can build expertise while entertaining people, will that help me stand out in my market where there's already so many real estate agents in Minneapolis, right? And she did. Her videos are getting viewed thousands and thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of times on Facebook, now on YouTube. Hopefully she'll get them on Google as well and start to capture some organic traffic. And it's really turning into people wanting to work with her, because it's like, wow, yes, everyone else that I know 10 real estate agents, everyone else also has a license. My Aunt Betty has a license. Uncle Joe has a license. My friend Marty has a license. But I want to work with Noelle because she seems like she's awesome. You know, she seems like she's fun. She seems like she knows what she's doing. I resonate with what she believes in. Therefore, I want to work with her. So as you're looking at the way that you've been doing things the last 5, 10 years as a real estate agent or an investor, is what you're currently doing going to keep working in 2 or 3 years when gals like Noelle are stepping up and doing things that stand out? Are you still going to be relevant? How are you going to stay relevant? It doesn't mean you have to do video. That means you have to do something, though. It means you have to do something. Okay, there's other real estate agents there who were doing other things to stand out, and it doesn't mean it was video, but for them, they did these things. Another one, amazing guy, he went in there, and we have other clients, Harvey Gronwald, and some other ones are doing this as well, is they're basically going to these listings as a real estate agent, and they're saying, okay, we know that if you do these repairs, if you make these fixes, then you'll be able to demand a X percent higher price. So let's say it's $500,000 house. If they put 60 grand into this house and just really modernizing it and making some cool things happen, then maybe it'll go to a $600,000 house. Okay. So he's actually going in there and he's telling the sellers, okay, I'm going to actually put up my own money. I'll bring in my own crews. We'll do the work. It'll be really quick. We do this all the time. He's going to be baking in soon how he gets a bigger commission out of it in the end, but then he's increasing the value of these homes by, you know, by 10, 20, 30% sometimes, way, way, way over what it is that he put into that property. Of course, the person pays it back through the closing and maybe even a little bit of interest and maybe even a higher commission. But how is it that he's standing out? He's standing out by coming to people saying, you know what, I'm going to put up my own money. I'm going to have my crew do the renovation. I'm going to then market this thing. Okay, and it's going to give you more money in your pocket. How can the seller say no to that? How can the seller say no to that? The cool thing is, by him doing this, those sellers are now telling other people. They're telling other people about this guy and saying, this guy's amazing. He came in, made our house amazing, and it brought so many more buyers, and it jacked up the price of the house. You need to work with him too. And so many of these sellers now, he said, when they then buy a home with him, because then he becomes their buyer's broker, they're also saying, you know what, can you and your crew also renovate this house because you did such a great job over there? So he's adding on multiple six figures, if not seven figures, to his business by doing something different, by not just trying to be what all the other agents are. If you're a real estate investor, let's say you're a wholesaler flipper, if you're trying to be what everybody else is doing, you're going to go out of business in the next 2 years. You're just going to. I know that sounds crazy harsh, and you're probably going, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? Can I make this work? The answer is 1,000% you can make this work, but it's not going to last too long if you don't start doing things that are different. There was a really big realization to me that came up here this last few weeks. And with Carrot, you guys have seen kind of our journey as we've grown. You saw our big announcement a couple of weeks ago about the acquisition of Carrot.com and us going all in on our mission, all in on really helping you to stand out, cut through that clutter, build credibility, attract more of your best prospects, grow your business, gain consistency, predictability, grow that freedom. That's what we're going all in on, right? But the thing is, there's many companies in this very exact same industry in the real estate investor space that started the exact same year within 12 months of us doing almost the same thing. And we're far bigger than them, like not even close by a factor in some cases of 300, 400, 500, 600% larger our company is. And in some cases, we do almost exactly the same. Why is that? Why is it that, yes, our product in many cases is far superior. We provide a better result. Just like that real estate agent that I was talking about that comes in and helps fix up the house. He provides a better result. It's not just that they like this guy more. Okay, that's step one. People want to like you. People want to trust you more. But if you can have people like you, trust you, and you can provide them a better result, you win. You completely win. So on the Carrot side, yes, people like us. People love our core values. People love what we're about, and they resonate with it. The people who resonate with us work with us, okay? But we also provide a superior result. So if it was just all about people liking us, if it was just all about the content and not the context, okay, if it was all about the content, not the context, I think what would happen is you'd have people that would join because the content, but they would not stay. They would not stay very long, okay? What does this mean? So if you're just going out there and let's say just doing videos, or if you're going out there and doing really good content, putting stuff out and people like you and love you, but if you're not providing a better result, a fully fundamental better product, then someone else with the better product and a little bit less likability can still win the game. Okay, so let's say you're a real estate agent. I'm going to break it down for agents and investors here. Let's say you're a real estate agent and you're going out there like my friend Mike Cuevas. I'm going to have him on the Carrot Cast. He talks about being the digital mayor of your town as a real estate agent. How do you go out there and create a show once or twice a month, a good, well-produced show, where you're going out there and interviewing the coffee, you know, the coffee shop owner, and you're interviewing the ice cream person, and you're talking to the furniture floor owner, and you're really like doing these interviews all around town, publishing them on Facebook, and becoming the digital mayor where everyone knows that person. Oh my gosh, I saw your video on this, and I saw your video on this, and then they start to get in your retargeting campaigns, and then you start to guide them towards, hey, awesome, I'm going to list your house if you're looking to list, and or I can help you buy. That's the digital mayor. But if you only do the digital mayor model and you're just providing good content, but not the context that really can help them more, it's going to be a short-lived blip. Okay. So here's two ways you guys can now add better content and context. You can not just be the one that people like, trust, and want to work with, but you can be the one that fundamentally delivers a better product. Okay. So number one is this. Number one, it's not an option anymore, y'all. It's not an option anymore. If you want to win your market or even compete heavily over the long term, I'm not talking short term, okay? Anyone and their dog can put together an amazing direct mail piece, can call a cold calling list. Anybody and their dog, if they put in enough work, can get ranked really high in Google and start a Google pay-per-click campaign following our training on our system and make it work, as long as you're willing to commit and make those work. Anyone can do that, okay? But that stuff alone isn't going to give you a long-term business unless you add on the brand to it. Unless you add on the content, the brand, building that relationship with people, okay? So here's the deal. You need to be creating content on a consistent basis today. It's no longer an option, like I said. You as a high-end real estate investor or agent, if you're wanting to be in the game and build momentum over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you've got to be doing content. So doing Facebook Lives, doing video posts on Carrot. If you're doing, you just follow our content marketing pyramid. We're going to put in the show notes below. The content marketing framework, where it starts with creating a video around your mission, vision, values. Put that on your about page. Put it on Facebook. Put it on YouTube. That builds connection. Why do we do what you do? Okay, number two is, what are your niches? This applies for investors and agents. We're going to link up and show this in the show notes. But what are your niches? Okay, if you're a real estate agent, maybe you're like, you know, I love selling homes on this river. I'm the best North Umpqua River Homes agent. Okay, maybe you love working with this type of a buyer. Okay, you love working with young families looking to find an amazing home in Sunnyside, California. Okay, maybe that's one of your niches, right? Maybe you're looking for high net worth people who are looking to buy income properties. Those might be three niches. Pick one to three niches you can really hyper focus your messaging and content on. Okay. The same thing on real estate investors. You can say, you know what, any deal that comes my way, of course I'm going to buy, but I'm going to hyper focus on mobile homes because so many investors are throwing those mobile home leads away. I'm going to hyper focus on mobile homes. I'm going to do content on mobile homes. I'm going to go all in on that. You know, another one might be, I'm going to hyper-focus some messaging content on probate, people who inherited properties, because if I can put out content that hyper-focuses on one problem, that joins the conversation of the person's mind that is going through probate or inherited a house, then I'm going to be the one who's the logical choice, right? I'm going to be the one that put out a better, superior product. Okay, I'm putting out a better, more superior product that says, I've done this with more people than anyone else in our local market. Therefore, I'm going to help you get a better result, okay? So pick your niches. Number three is your locations. What are your locations? Okay, if you're a real estate agent and or investor, you need to go, okay, here's my mission and values. Here's why I do what I do. Next is niches. What do I want to focus more specifically on? Pick one to three niches. Create 5 to 7 videos on each one of those niches. Okay, content that's likely, the questions, the objections, things that those types of people are actually asking, actively searching on Google. Create 5 to 7 short videos, 3 to 5 minute videos, educating those people. Put them on Facebook, okay, as ads, retargeting ads, as organic posts. Put them on your YouTube channel, okay, put them in a little playlist. This one's for people that are going through probate. This is for people that have a mobile home to sell in Roseburg, Oregon. Okay, then also put them on your website through video posts. Now, video posts is going to help you add that third leg to your online marketing mix. If you just put stuff in Facebook and just put stuff in YouTube, you're missing the number one most valuable spot that people go online to make decisions and choose a company, which is Google. People go to Google to make decisions. People go to Google to research. People go to Google to vet and verify the options before they make a big financial choice like buying or selling a home. So by putting that same video in Facebook, in YouTube, and now in video, on your video post feature in Carrot, I'm going to spend a minute on video posts. Okay. Cause I was down in Dallas at Max Maxwell's big event and I did a presentation. So many people had no clue that Carrot has this feature called video posts. It's included in all of your plans for right now. Even if you're on the core plan, you currently have access to video posts. We're likely going to be taking video posts out of the core plan and putting it just in one of the other plans, but you have access to it right now. And video posts essentially takes your YouTube videos. You take your video, you upload it to YouTube. You go into video posts. Just go into our health center and it's going to show you how to do it. You take the YouTube URL, just copy and paste the URL of that YouTube video, paste it into video post. Okay. click save and it's going to import in that video. It's going to import in the title. It's going to import in the description of that video. And then you click one button and it says, transcribe video or something like that. Okay. We're going to take that video. We're going to throw it out there to the best transcription service out there in the world. We're going to yank it back all automatically, all behind the scenes for you. We're going to make a written blog post for you. We're going to package it up for you. We're going to send you an email within a couple hours and say, hey, your blog post is done. All that you had to do, all you had to do was take that same video that you uploaded to YouTube, that you uploaded to Facebook, copy and paste that in the video post, and then click get transcription and you're done. Our system does everything else. It makes the full written blog post for you. You just now have to make sure that you title it something that someone might search in Google for what that video is about. So as an example, if you were to Google buying farmland in Roseburg, Oregon, one of our clients a couple of years ago is beating all of the national players. He's beating LandWatch. He's beating LoopNet. He's beating Zillow. He's beating Land and Farm. He's beating all of those websites for any phrase around farmland in Roseburg, Oregon, around selling it, around looking for it, anything, okay? He's beating them all with a 3 minute and 26 second video. 3 minute, 26 second video is beating out all of the national sites, including Zillow. Why? because it's better content. It's delivering a better mousetrap. It's delivering a better service. Okay. They're now attracting those people. They can now retarget them on Facebook, land related content, building credibility. There's no way if someone's looking to buy land, if you're in California and you're looking to buy land in Roseburg, which there's a lot of Californians looking to buy land in Roseburg, you are going to land on this on our client's website because of the video post. You're going to land there. Okay. And if that client's doing the right thing and retargeting them back content that builds credibility and getting them to then engage further, they're going to win a lot more business. That's going to be worth multiple six figures a year and new commissions for them if they add in the retargeting sequence right there. Okay. So why is that? And I'm going to wrap this all into a loop, and I'm going to wrap it all the way back to closing table. Okay. The people that were in the room that have some of the biggest real estate brokerages in the country were not there because they do the things that everybody else is doing. Okay. Yes. They do a lot of the same things. Okay. They send direct mail and they hustle this and they do that. And some of them are cold calling. The thing is, they're all doing different things. Okay. But the one thing that's in common is they're all standing out by offering something fundamentally different to their market. Okay. Noelle is offering more entertainment, more connection, something different. No one else in her market is creating videos like she's creating. Okay. No one in her market is. So she stands out automatically. Even if her service isn't superior, and I can't say whether it is or not, but even if her service isn't superior, if she isn't a specialist in one of these niches, it doesn't matter to those people because they want to work with her. If she wants to take to the next level and really win even farther, is pick those 1 to 3 niches, pick the 1 to 3 niches and go, I'm going to become the expert at these 3 niches, and I'm going to create more content that shows the expertise on these, and I'm going to win even more people that don't just like me. They're going to work with me because they know that I'm going to deliver them a superior result, not just like me in the process. Okay, if you go back to the guy who was doing the helping people renovate their properties, same thing. Now, if he adds on the other part, okay, he's not doing any content. So if he goes, okay, cool, for the people that he's working with, they see it's a far superior service. What if he now takes that and documents it? What if he takes it and documents it on video? What if he takes and documents it on Facebook and maybe even Instagram? And shows, hey, this house looked like this, and this house now looks like this, and here's how we did it. We actually paid for it. Can you imagine that we can come in and do all this work for you? You don't even have to pull out a loan. We're going to do this. All that it requires is you list the house with us and share a little bit more extra commission. We're going to put so much more money in your pocket. Imagine if he starts doing that content now. So you've got to add content and context to win the market over the next 2 to 5 years. Okay, so now let's pull back to Carrot. With Carrot, we've won our particular little niche of a niche because we have content and context. We've won the content game with great content, but also, and we're going to be ramping that up big time, but also the context is there because the results are better. You can just Google any phrase out there and see that, you know, that in general, real estate investors are getting better rankings with Carrot than any other platform other than maybe WordPress as a whole, right? But the same thing is there. I was looking at a Facebook thread just today that someone was saying, hey, a newer investor, hey, should I build a website on Wix? And a bunch of newer investors said, yeah, build it on Wix. Then a bunch of experienced investors came in and said, oh my gosh, don't do that. We had a Wix site, or we had a custom site that was amazing. We switched over to Carrot and got such better results from my custom site. That's context right there, guys, okay? So how do you build more content and context moving forward in your business to win your market, whether you're a real estate investor or agent? Number one, how do you stand out with a fundamentally better offering? Okay. Can you offer something like that guy where you're going in there, not just saying, hey, I'd like to list your house and you like me, I like you, let's do business, right? That's not a fundamentally superior product. The only reason they're going to work with you at that point is because they seem to like you better. Okay. But the second that someone else comes along that they like just as much with a better offering, a fundamentally better product, they're going to jump ship and go to them. Okay. So how can you as an agent do that? You need to find a way to stand out. It could be I was talking with a guy down there from the Southeast, and he's got the flat fee brokerage. So he's going, we're delivering a far superior product, okay, at a much cheaper price, and it's not cut rate service. Okay, it's not like most other flat fee brokerages. Or Sam Kramian with Big Block Realty. I was down there building a relationship with them, and they are winning the game in California, and they're going to start expanding out because of a fundamentally superior offer. Okay, most other 100% commission brokerages, they're 100% commission brokerage. Most other 100% commission brokerages are going to just not going to give you many services or support. They're not going to give you an office. They're not going to support you and have a bunch of back office and train you and really do all that stuff that Big Block does. They're saying, okay, we could create a broker just like anybody else, but we're going to go 100% commission. Most people aren't doing that. And we're not just going to go 100% commission. And we're going to say you're going to get 100% commission. You pay $3,000 a year, whatever it is, $4,000 a year. That's all it is. And we're going to give you far superior training. We're going to give you far superior support. Come and work in the office when you want to. Tons and tons of stuff. Okay. That's the reason they're winning and growing so fast. They're one of the fast growing companies in America. The last 3 years in a row, they've been 20 something, and I think 31 on the Inc. 500 list. You don't do that by having a subpar product. Okay. And they're doing great content. They've got content and context. So let's go to real estate investors. How do you get content and context? Okay. If you're just going out there once again, delivering a better offer to them, cool. That's only going to work as far as you're delivering the better offer, right? And as long as you can make that work, but a lot of people can't always make that work, because if you're always delivering the better offer, that means your margins are likely going to be lower than the other ones out there, which means you probably can't spend as much money on marketing potentially, unless you've got a bigger way to profit on the back end, unless you've got some sort of secret sauce that makes it to where you can provide a better offer, and that's your advantage. You're guaranteed you'll pay more than anybody else because you're back end, because you found a way to profit on those deals more than anybody else. If you do that, you can win your market, because you can go in there and then create content around that, create content around your context and say, guys, awesome. Not only can we guarantee we will pay more than any other house flipper or investor, and we'll give you comparative to what you might be able to get in the open market, you know, minus real estate commissions, but we can buy it immediately. But you know what? We're doing that because we also then have this back end. Here's the reason we can do that. Here's the reason we can close on this, so it doesn't create any skepticism. Because when you have an offer that's so much better, so much cheaper than someone else, oftentimes it breeds skepticism. And skepticism breeds people not wanting to work with you. How do you squash skepticism? If your product truly is that much better, how do you squash skepticism? You do it with content. You do it with credibility. You do it with trust. Okay? How is it that so many of the biggest investors in the country look at Carrot and they go, oh my gosh, how can Carrot perform so much better than a custom website? A custom website cost me $15,000. How is it that Carrot can perform so much better and it's only a couple $100 a month? Man, I'm skeptical. We win them over because of the content. Okay. So how do you make a fundamentally better offer, better mousetrap on the investor side? Once again, it could be that you hyper-focus on a niche and you're the only buyer in there. It could be that you're niching on mobile homes. Not a lot of others are doing that. It could be that you're niching down on land and not a lot of other people are doing that. It could be that you're niching in on developing properties and not a lot of other people are doing that. Okay, whatever it is. And then you need to be creating content for that. So I'm going to wrap up with this. I could talk about content and context for 12 more hours, but I've got another 20 minutes to get home. Then we're going to be showering up for the charity auction. But I'm going to finish it with this, guys. Everybody right now can be doing really, really well if you're just putting out good content with a mediocre offer product. And you can be doing really well if you have a great product with no or mediocre content. Okay, everybody can be doing well right now with that. So you might be going, I don't need to be doing content. I'm already doing great. Or I don't need to, I'm doing a lot of content and I'm doing great business. I don't need a fundamentally superior product. I'm doing great, right? But in order to win the market over the next 5 years, you have to have both. So I want you to think about, how do you have both if you have a fundamentally superior product, okay, that is superior? If you just stack up your product, your delivery, the value they get, if you stack that up against everybody else's, I'm not talking price. Price might be your advantage. Let's go to Memphis Invest. Memphis Invest, they sell perhaps more turnkey rental properties than anyone else in America. I know the clothiers really, really well. They do 600 to 700 homes every single year, okay, but they don't do it by giving people crazy good deals, okay? You can go buy a cheaper turnkey rental property from lots of different investors. There's a lot of other investors out there, guys and gals, who you can buy a cheaper turnkey rental property from. But what Memphis Invest goes all in on is experience, is on the way that they manage the properties, is on their fundamentally better process for managing properties, so they're more profitable over the long term for that person. They're less hassle for that person buying the property. Okay, they have more comfort, more ease of mind when they buy the property. They have a fundamentally superior product. Okay, but and they create great content. That's why they're winning, because they have both. Okay, so that's one way to do it with a higher price. That's the way we're doing it with Carrot compared to our competitors who are lower priced but are 25% of our business, because we won with content and context. Okay, so I want you to go away and do that. Write down today or think about it. What are you doing great at? If you're doing deals right now, if you're closing transactions, you're obviously doing good at one of those, okay? Is it that you're going out there with content, even if it's not online content? Maybe it's all offline content. Maybe you're networking the heck out of the place. Maybe you're on all the Rotary groups. That is content. It's just not content that scales, okay? So if that's what's helping you win and you don't have a fundamentally superior product or offer, then awesome. Start to think about, how do you now get your content online and go all in, go deeper on your content using the content marketing pyramid framework I talked about before. We'll link it up in the show notes. That's how you go all in on your content and win content in your market. But then number two, go, how do I now create something that's fundamentally better? Okay, how can I make it better? How can I guarantee that our sellers are going to sell faster? How can I guarantee that our sellers are going to sell for a higher price? If I don't sell it for a higher price than anyone else, then this will happen. Okay, how do you make guarantees that fundamentally make you a better product? Okay. Now on the flip side of it, if your thing is, you know what, I've got a better product and that's helping me win, but I'm not really putting any content out, I'm resting on the laurels that no one else is going to innovate better, you need to start mapping things out and documenting videos, documenting things, using Carrot to put out content, using Facebook to put out content, using video posts every single week to document and put out content to show that you are a superior product so people know about you. Okay. I'm going to be going all in on this here with Carrot in the next 12 to 18 months. We're going to be going all in on creating an even better product, y'all. We're going, you know, what's got us here, this is exactly why I started this podcast. What's got us here, what got you where you are, likely isn't going to be the exact thing that's going to take you where you're going to go in 5 years. I was at a talk with Gary Vee. I spoke right after Gary Vee at Max Maxwell's big event, 1,000 plus people in Dallas. And one thing that Gary said, which I agree with him, but there's a nuance that I think people can be interpreting it the wrong way, is Gary said, what everyone needs to do is they need to go all in on what got you here. He said, what happens is people become unsuccessful after their initial success because they stop doing the things that got them there. I agree with you. With Carrot, one of the things that got us here is conversion testing, fanatical data, fanatically focusing on one thing. And we have swayed a couple times. We've swayed a couple times. We're fully committing to coming back on that, right? Because we know and we understand that the way that we continue to win is by doing what we've been doing for years. But also, you have to now go, okay, yes, the thing that got us there, the magic sauce that got us there, Noelle, as an example, the magic sauce that got her where she is now is video. She can't stop that. She can't stop that. But she needs to adapt it. She needs to adapt it. Otherwise, other people are going to come into her market and do the same thing. No longer is she special. Okay. So how does she adapt and continue to change and adjust and iterate? Because what if you focus only on what got you where you are and not iterating on the future, you're going to be one of the ones that looks back and goes, man, where did that competition come from out of nowhere? All right. I love you guys. I'm going to wrap up this podcast and hopefully you guys got some pointers out of this. Where are you weak? Where are you strong? Content, context, go all in on those things. We're going to help you guys do both over this next 12 to 18 months as an investor and as an agent. And if you have not listened to our podcast recently, if you have not listened to other episodes of the Carrotcast on negotiation, that one was amazing that we had on negotiation, or the online marketing ones, or the mindset ones. One of the biggest ones I'm getting feedback from y'all right now is one that me and Brady literally put together last minute. Brady's on my team. He came up with the idea. It's the ants episode, ants in your pants. It's the one about automatic negative thoughts. How do you flip those automatic negative thoughts on a daily basis, turn them into positive, aspirational new thoughts? Go listen to the ants in the pants model. That completely changes my energy, my mode, my success when I start to adopt the ants in the pants model, all right? So go back and listen to the other episodes. Go over to iTunes. Go over to iTunes, guys. We need to be getting this message in front of more real estate agents. We need to be getting this message in front of more real estate investors. And I'm so passionate about the podcast. I love it. This is my outlet. Please give rating and review today because it helps this podcast grow. It helps get in front of more people. It helps us go up the rankings. We cracked the top 200 podcasts in the world for business for a little stitch of a time, for about a week or two, because of you guys, because you guys are downloading it, because you guys went out there and gave a bunch of positive reviews. Go do that today. Let's see if we can crack the top 200 again. Let's see if we can crack the top 100 sometime the next month or so, and march the Carrot Cast up there and reach more people. All right, have an amazing rest of the week, guys and gals. Talk soon. And oh, last little thing, I promise, Carrot Camp. By the time you listen to this, Carrot Camp is going to be right around the corner. Carrot Camp this year is in May 20th and 21st here in Roseburg, Oregon. We have 14, as of the time I'm recording this, we have 14 of the 15 spots filled. We only had to send one email to do it. I've mentioned it a couple times on the podcast. Guys, Carrot Camp, that's my favorite. Oh, it's like the podcast and Carrot Camp are my favorite things of the year because we get to have communication with our clients. Carrot Camp is two-way communication. Podcast is one-way communication, unless you give reviews. But I'm pumped about it. So if anyone wants to grab that final spot, go to carrotcamp.com, carrotcamp.com. Some of the people that are going to be here are amazing. I mean, everyone's going to be here. That's amazing. Christina Krause, she was on the Market Leader Summit. She's going to be here. She's one of the top experts in the world for motivated house seller direct mail marketing. She works with some of the largest real estate investors in the world for direct mail. She does some crazy innovative stuff. If you caught her on the Market Leader Summit, she is going to be there. Kylie Newbold, our VP of marketing, and the guy who's brought in more motivated house seller leads through Facebook than anyone else in the world for investors, he's going to be there. Carter Steff, the CEO of 1-800-2-SELL-HOMES in Oklahoma, the top home buyer in Oklahoma City, possibly top home buyer in Oklahoma. He's going to be there. Bo Hollis, 100-plus deals a year in Louisville, Kentucky. He's going to be there. Another top investor in Louisville, Kentucky. He's going to be there. Brandy Pollock from Florida. He was at Carrot Camp previously. So was Bo Hollis. Brandy Pollock does amazing. He's been crushing it online with Carrot since he left the last Carrot Camp. Ben Socek had his first $1 million year last year. Half of it was from Carrot. Half of it was from Carrot, where we're running his traffic for him. He's coming back for his second Carrot Camp. We just have amazing, amazing people lined up, y'all. That's not everybody. I'm so pumped to be meeting everybody and seeing everyone here at the next Carrot Camp. So carrotcamp.com, lock it up. We're not just going to help you scale your business. We're going to help you change your life, okay? So we're pumped to see you here. If you can't make the May one, we're going to be opening up the gates for the September Carrot Camp and the dates right after the May Carrot Camp. End of May, we'll open up the September dates. Be hot and heavy on getting that ticket because they're going to fill fast. And we'll see you guys out here. All right, have an amazing rest of the week. Give that rating and review while you're thinking about it, and we'll talk soon.